Florida's been transitioning to computer-based tests since 2010, but the state's new exams were plagued by computer problems and complaints that schools don't have enough computers to administer them. That's a concern voiced by Board of Education Vice Chairman John Padgett.
If we're going to adhere to this strategic plan, which I see no reason why we shouldn't, this has to be one of our priorities.
The board's strategic plan calls for a one-to-one student-to-device ratio by 2018. Florida Education Commissioner Pam Stewart says the state needs to decide how computers and other technologies should be used.
If we are purchasing technology for the sake of testing, we probably are not approaching this correctly. But if we believe that technology is the key to unlocking the classroom and improving instruction, then that's the direction to go.
A review of the state's new exams will include an examination of the technology problems that plagued the Florida Standards Assessment this year. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.